Jim was stirring. He fidgeted and called out in his drugged sleep, lying on a bunk at the back of the escape pod. It was really just one circular room in an airlock, with a separate area at the front of the pod that housed a miniature control panel. And now, McCavity's space chest too. McCavity explained that the pod could be piloted over short distances.
"Not that they'll let us launch," he said glumly. "The safety catches are all still in place."
At which point there was a series of small explosions from the back of the pod and a drifting sensation. "What was that?" Rose said.
McCavity said, "Sounded like the safety's disengaging."
He ran to the single porthole above the control panel.
"They've cut us adrift, Larissa, my love."
His face was ashen. Through the porthole, Rose could see the stars moving as the pod spun slowly round and the main ship came into sight.
"What's going on?"
Jim said woozily from behind them.
"Where are we? Are we? Hey, we're in space, aren't we?"
As Rose looked round to reassure the boy, the door opened. They were in the middle of space, floating through the vacuum, and someone had opened the door. Rose was not at all surprised to see that it was the doctor, but that didn't stop her hugging him tight, which was not as easy as it might have been as he was wearing what looked like a deep-sea diver suit. "No crocs, then," Rose said.
"No crocs. It'll take them a while to work out what's happened.
Soon as they do, they'll come after us and we're just drifting."
"Not a problem."
He stripped off the spacesuit. "I can sort out the controls and we can be on our way."
"And what's to stop Salvo 750 and the others coming after us?" McCavity wanted to know. "The main ship has far more power and speed than us."
"Ah, but they don't know where we're going, and we do.
Anyway, if Sally and co look like catching up, we can just escape in my now fully, or almost fully functioning TARDIS."
He stopped in mid-flow. "Where is the TARDIS?" he said to Rose. "I made sure it was loaded into the escape pod for just this sort of eventuality, so we'd be quite safe, safe as houses."
"We're twice as safe," Rose reminded him. "Safe as two houses, and two escape pods, remember? The TARDIS is in the other one."